One and done's. College basketball, it's what it's all about these days. Teams that are loaded with underclassmen, of course. The freshmen, the sophomores, the good guys, right? That never lived, stick around longer. The Final Four dominated by the old guys. You know that 20, 21-year-olds over the past 22 Final Fours, JD, are the most outstanding player. 18 of them have been upperclassmen. 10 juniors and 8 seniors. Be able to get there.
That's who gets the hardware, the ones that stick around.
Yeah.
I think you can say goodbye to one and done, though. I think that's on its way out the door.
Yeah. Two and done. Do you like that, what I was proposing with
no.
the Biggies, what they said? You got to stay here.
That's not gonna happen.
It's weird because college baseball gets away with it. Three. You have to play 3 years of college baseball.
It's completely different,
yeah,
though. I mean,
it's a different sport.
When you come out of college in basketball, a lot of kids are ready for the pros. You go straight there. Baseball, you got to go to the minor leagues and figure stuff out for a couple of years.
Yeah, and football, it's got to be at least a couple of years as well, too. But, man, that's a great step. And that's the reason a lot of those little programs are around. Loyola Chicago, Wichita State, Gonzaga, because they're loaded with seniors. So you basically have these experienced guys for 4 or 5 years up against the diaper dandies, the 18-year-old kids. They're better athletes. Got a better future, but these kids play together and execute better. It's a good mix.
It's Everybody Loves List Weekend on KLOS, and our list is songs with basketball words. We're going to go with another brick in the wall, but check this out. Class of 99, Tom Morello, Lane Staley, and company covering Pink Floyd on KLOS. Check this. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Did you dig that? Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall, covered by Class of 99. That's Lane Staley, formerly of Alice in Chains, Tom Morello from Rage, Stephen Perkins from Jane's Addiction, a couple of other folks getting together. Actually, you know, it's Robert Rodriguez, you might say, is who kind of got this all together, because those guys did that for the soundtrack for The Faculty back in 1998. Robert Rodriguez does some crazy stuff here in Hollywood, right? But yeah, so these guys get together. I mean, it's tough to cover something big like that. I remember, and this is in the 80s probably, the Far Corporation did a cover of Stairway to Heaven and got ripped to pieces for it, for having the audacity to actually cover the mighty Led Zeppelin Stairway to Heaven, you know? I mean, it's, a little different now, a little further down the line.
Anybody covers anybody.
Male, female, vice versa. But you got to be careful what you cover, though. I mean, because you are going to get dumped on, and that'll be that, you know? I mean, that's not what you want. But these guys, when you have that kind of clout and you get together and it's for a project, okay. But, I mean, they pulled it off. Dave and I are both sitting here going, what does this sound like? And we thought Marilyn Manson is what we decided it really sounded like, is the sound they came away with that. And anyway, Everybody Loves List Weekend, that rock block brought to you by Stater Brothers. And coming up here, a chance for you to win some tickets. We've got tickets to see Rodney Carrington at the Grove of Anaheim. That's coming up March 31st, so it's close. Funny country comedian, so it's the country lifestyle, but, I mean, he comes out with a guitar and sings a lot of his stuff. Pretty funny stuff. I can say I've seen him. It's been a few years, but pretty funny guy. He's actually on TV for a while. I think he's on, like, maybe the Jeff Foxworthy show or something like that.
Yeah, he's a cross between a Foxworthy and a Larry the Cable Guy. You know, very funny, entertaining. Yeah. He brings out props. Anybody who brings out props and can still pull it off is pretty awesome.
So tell me if you think this is good idea or bad idea. Okay, Rob? Good idea, bad idea. A New Jersey high school football team is going to experiment with video replay. Are you ready for instant video replay on the sideline of
high school football?
Now, look, you've been around. You've done a lot of play-by-play stuff in your day. You've done a lot of the schools around here, the big schools around here, too. Are you even actually kind of surprised that it hasn't showed up in modern day already?
Yeah. Modern day, Santa Margarita, Servite, Alamany, Bishop Amat. Yeah, of course.
But good idea, bad idea? Is this opening Pandora's box or what?
Does it say what school it is? Is it Don Bosco Prep? Don Bosco Prep's the modern day of over there. It's the best coast in that whole area.
The story is from released by the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association.
Written by Don Bosco Prep. That's, I would imagine it's, well, look, all you're saying is it's more about the wins and the money and moving on than it is the actual pure, you know, athleticism and good nature of the game. That's fine. You'd like to try to keep it pure as long as you can. We'll be going to Pop Warner Replay soon, so.
Pop Warner Replay.
Go ahead.
Seriously. I mean, honestly, I mean, you would know better than
I've had Pop Warner coaches. So let's say I filmed a game, you know, just helping a buddy out and stuff. I've had people request the tapes. They can turn it into the league to see if this team did this to try to advance a bunch of 11-year-olds that really could just care less what flavor they're eating at Baskin Robbins.
Here's my take on this.
Care more.
I think that Well, yeah, the NFL fans, we as NFL fans, I mean, we care, but it's the outcome of the game. We want the call right. I mean, they're still trying to figure out, I mean, part of the owners' meetings, that the top of their list is to help better define what a catch is. These idiots in this billion-dollar empire can't figure out exactly what a catch is still when it comes to touchdowns in the end zone.
Fantasy millions of dollars, but jobs, employment on the line and stuff. It's different than
think about instant replay. We don't really mind it all that much. We kind of like it. It's fun. We get to do it ourselves. And a lot of times, we make up our mind a lot faster than the guy with his head in the peep show, right?
And then we disagree with them if we don't like the call.
Exactly right. But look, when you do this at the high school level, I'm guessing most high schools don't have video replay screens.
Except Don Bosco.
So you as fans at these high school games, you don't have the benefit, I guess, of seeing what they're looking at. When we're all looking at the same thing, it's easier to digest, a little bit easier to take.
Oh, yeah.
But now all of a sudden, you're going to wait. You're going to kill the momentum of the game. The crowd's going to die down because they don't know whether it's a touchdown or not.
Yep.
The guy's going to go into the peep show while we all sit around. And what happens? What, do you have the band play?
Right. And people that rarely come out to a game. It's homecoming. Those people that haven't been back to school in 25 years. What's happening? What's going on? They're not going to know because they're not, you know, they're just hanging. Grandma's going to be like, what?
And then the referee's going to come out of the peep show and go, incomplete. And the crowd's going to riot. And next thing you know, they're stringing a guy up from the goalpost and pandemonium. Dogs and cats sleeping together. Mass hysteria.
Crazy. It's crazy. I'm telling you. You know what?
Like, I don't think it's a good idea.
Let's see if it works out. But like, if one, you know, one school had to come up with the idea and now try to talk all your brethren into it. I don't know.
Like I say, I'm surprised Modern Day hasn't come up with this years ago.
Like I said, they'll wait and see how Don Bosco does over there with the New Jersey.
Chance for you to score some tickets for Rodney Carrington. Rock out with your Rob out. Back up. Up for grabs. Tickets to see Rodney Carrington. Country comedian Rodney Carrington at the Grove of Anaheim coming up on March 31st. That is, if you can identify what the bush is singing.
I'm like evil. I get under your skin just like a bomb that's ready to blow! Because I'm illegal. I got everything that all you women might need to know.
Wow. I mean, you know, like I say, sometimes you close your eyes and you just feel like you're right there. Yeah, you liked it? He's giving it the hippie.
That's why everybody wants to karaoke with me here.
800-955-KLOS if you think you know what that is. All right, meanwhile, back to our list of songs with basketball words. It's Van Halen and Jump Shot on 95.5 KLOS.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
And up for grabs, tickets to see Rodney Carrington, Grove of Anaheim, March 31st. You want to go? You just have to identify what the bush is singing here.
I'm like evil. I get under your skin just like a bomb that's ready to blow! Because I'm illegal. I got everything that all you women might need to know.
Yeah, again, so often, as it happens with Rock Out with Your Rob Out, you know, it's so much like the recorded version that, I mean, it really makes
it
easy.
Up, don't they?
Eric and El Monte, the first guy through, he gets it. Congratulations. E, way to go. Rodney Carrington, tickets for you. Another pair, another performance still to come on the program.
Can't wait.
This morning. Yeah.
Neither can you, right?
Somebody is excited somewhere. I don't think there's
phone a friend, Eric. Let him
any
know.
Any doubt about that. All right. Still to come on the program, a number of things, including this ESPN list, which we haven't talked a whole lot about. Should we do that now? Should we talk about this? I mean,
well, who's good about talking about the list? I think we did, right?
You discovered, you've unraveled part of the riddle here.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the 20th anniversary of ESPN, the magazine, they came out with the 20 greatest athletes.
Of the last 20 years.
Of the last 20 years. So when I was asking, where's Michael Jordan in all this? Okay, it's of the last 20
where's
years.
Where's Babe Ruth? Where's Willie Mays?
Okay.
But so still, this list calls
the last
into 20 question.
Years. And they got Tiger Woods at the top. I mean, you can't put... Look, I'm the biggest golf fan you're going to run
you
into.
You love Tigger.
And he does not belong at the top of this list. He
hasn't won a major since 08?
But in the last 20 years, he dominated. I'll give you that.
Wow.
But listen, you have things that are way, way, way wrong in here, okay? There's a conversation flow out there that Serena Williams is maybe the greatest athlete
ever
of all time, man or woman anywhere, and she ranks number 12 behind Annika Sorenstam, another golfer.
Yeah, who's sixth. Annika Sorenstam, sixth. And then our favorite, we were talking, I mean, you know, Dave has a soccer jersey on right now, Mara, the soccer player. Just got one name, she's so good, like Pele, like Cher. You know, that's it, man.
That's a nice-looking jersey, though.
It is, yeah. The female soccer player, Mara, who I was like, you know what, either I got to watch more soccer. Who is this girl?
Your boy's on here. Your boy Barry Bonds at 17. He makes the list.
Yeah, he's on there at 17, and I was... You know, there was also a follow-up article with some of the ESPN people said, all right, we're going to answer your questions. Why? Right. You know, and that's what they did. They simply said they got a lot of votes for Bonds. They go, this isn't about character. This is simply about votes. Right.
They also said in evaluating players, we considered regular season stats only. There's no good way to compare playoffs across sports. What are you talking about? Right. Of course there is. You won a title or you didn't.
Yeah. And they were talking votes around people in the office, not from the readers out
there.
He goes, we're judging numbers here, meaning how many home runs you hit, not character. That's one thing I say. Good.
All right.
You're right. But yeah, this list is all over the place. Where's Kobe?
Thank you. This is show number 134. Anyone who's ever listened to the show pretty much knows how the Bush and I both feel about Tom Brady. We respect him. He wins a lot, but we're sick to death of him just like everybody else. Him and his model wife and his house with a moat and all that kind of stuff. But you got to, I mean, look at 8 Super Bowls, 5 Super Bowl victories. Tom Brady's at number 20. Mike Trout is at number 18. Now, I don't want to throw any disrespect Mike Trout's way. Mike Trout is a great ball player. Any team would be happy to have Mike Trout on their team. You want to tell me what the hell Mike Trout is doing in front of Tom Brady?
He's an Eagles fan. I mean, that's probably why. They were just probably trying to stick it to Brady one more time. You think so? He's an Eagles fan. He was at the Super Bowl, right? Not in the good seats like Bradley Cooper.
How many
in the
World Series has Mike Trout led the Angels to?
How many World Series has Mike Trout actually seen on TV or in person? I mean, come on. I got T-shirts older than Mike Trout. How do you
know
on the best of 20 years?
It doesn't make any sense.
He's barely 20 years old.
People accuse ESPN of making stuff up and making stories up all the time. Well, here they admit to making this up. You made it up wrong.
Yeah. You got Mara, number 7. How is Mara, Dave? What do you like about her game? Is she good? That's what it is? Okay.
The flannel jersey. All right. That's why he went with it.
She good footwork? What is it, man? Is she a bruiser? I couldn't tell you. Mara. Kelly Slater, we could put on there. Look, if you're going with these fringe sports, we dig surfing around here. Kelly Slater. Just want everything imaginable out there. Not on the list.
Lance Armstrong. Oh, never mind.
Peyton Manning is higher than Tom Brady.
One more song. Can we squeeze in one more song? Actually tried to tip you off and played Shoot to Thrill early in the show, and maybe that's why we got a winner so fast.
Yeah.
We got one more tune. How about some Ozzy? Ooh, let's take another shot.
There you go.
Songs with basketball words. Shot in the dark. Ozzy on KLOS. Yeah, JD and the Bush doing our thing on Sunday mornings and also doing the Everybody Loves List thing. We got a new list for this hour. Last hour was songs with basketball words. This hour is songs banned or censored. You think they'd put that on our show for a reason? Is there a reason for that?
Exactly. Well, they didn't put on anyone else's show, did they?
All right, let's do the Rolling Stones. The first one. Oh, yeah. Censored? Let's spend the night together? You don't want to sing that on the radio, do you? What's wrong with you? banned or censored. 95.5 KLOS, everybody loves This Weekend. Even J.D. in the Bush, yes, we do love our list, and that's our list for this hour, songs that were banned or censored in one way. Yeah, the BBC couldn't believe that the Rolling Stones actually wanted to say, let's spend the night together on the radio where people could hear it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they've been banning and censoring stuff for a long, long time. People think it's just new nowadays, you know, but it's been going on, man, for a while.
Yeah, that was the early 60s when that was going on. All right, if you can play the Raider music for me, I believe we have the show's attorney on the line, Drew Sherman from the Adley Law Group here in Los Angeles, avid Raider fan and attorney to the program, going to join us now. Good morning, counselor.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Fabulous. I know the music always gets you pumped up.
Oh, my God. Every Sunday morning, I love hearing this music. Feels like victory.
All right, so we have you on here this morning to talk about the fact that one of the Bush's favorite players may be going to federal prison.
Yes.
Michael Bennett. Michael Bennett is in trouble for what? Is it beating up an old lady at the Super Bowl? Is that the story?
A little bit worse than that, actually, believe it or not.
It's worse than that!
He pushed over a paraplegic down in Houston, Texas.
Wait, he pushed a paraplegic down a flight of stairs? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I don't know if it was at the insistence of Bush or not, but yeah, it's a pretty bad thing when you're pushing a paraplegic, especially when you're a football player, over. Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't know what he was thinking, considering all eyes have been on him lately. I mean, you got to be a little bit smarter than that.
Wasn't he also accosted by the police at the Super Bowl, too? Is this the same Super Bowl where he got taken to the ground by the cops?
That was after the Mayweather Lucky Charms fight
in
Vegas. Yeah,
sorry. That was another altercation
with
the police.
Which they actually looked at the video and find out, well, it didn't really happen like you said it did, Michael. So what I did hear Acevedo say, the police chief of Houston, he said, we don't have video of this incident. However, all this eyewitness police testimony is going to be pretty hard for this guy to get off. What it does stem from is two Super Bowls ago when the Patriots had that comeback against the Atlanta Falcons. The game was in Houston.
Yeah.
And his brother had just won the Super Bowl there.
Right.
He's coming down to watch his brother as a spectator. Mm-hmm. And they told him, no, you can't come in this way on the field. You got to go around to the other side. Oh, I'm Michael Bennett. You don't know who the F I am.
Right.
Starts shoving everybody down, including this woman who's 66. And I saw the police, Drew, that said that there's this law that you get extra if she's over 65 years old. I was like, oh my God, so they're really getting...
So she's over 65.
Yep.
She's a paraplegic.
Yep.
She was an official working for the stadium, and he's trying to bully his NFL, I'm really important, button past where he's
they're
supposed
not gonna
to go.
They're throw the book at him. They're throwing the library at this guy, man. And well said. I think they should.
Most definitely. I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, senior citizens, protected class.
Mm-hmm.
They we're going to protect them here in California. I mean, elderly abuse, including financial elderly abuse, is a criminal act here in California. So we do protect our elderly. We, you know, and especially when you're dealing with paraplegic, especially dealing with a volunteer at the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's like, come on, man. You gotta think about that.
So here's the scene in federal prison. What are you in for, man?
Yeah.
What are you in for, man?
I pushed over a 66-year-old woman trying to get to the people.
Down a flight of stairs.
I pushed over Grandma Tilly so I could get to my brother to try to enjoy his moment because, well, I didn't win one with my team.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Good riddance. I'm glad he's a Philadelphia Eagle now.
While we have you on the phone, Eric Reed has become the center of some attention because all of a sudden he and some people around him are thinking that he's being blackballed just like Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed, allegedly. Because he's taken a knee too last year. Eric's out there looking for a job, and nobody's calling his phone.
Yeah, and Richard Sherman is talking about that if he doesn't get signed, there might be some legal action taken against the NFL, a la Colin Kaepernick's grievance currently. But here's the thing, gentlemen. I think this is a very slippery slope that we and the NFL and the Players Union have to be very careful about going down. Because if we start taking legal action every time somebody who we believe or the players believe should be signed because of their previous play, you know, I think that's a very dangerous. It's ripe for abuses. I mean, think about it like this. The best analogy I could come up with where it would work against what the players are saying is the Herb Brooks example from the 1980, you know, USA hockey team. You know, in that instance, not everybody he put on the team was considered to be the very best players that we had. In fact, he got a lot of pushback. Yet he won the championship. He knew exactly what he wanted. He knew the type of players he wanted. And in that instance, if this were, you know, the same kind of taking it forward to now, you know, he would have legal action being brought against him because he was not assigning, quote unquote, the best players that he could. Yet he knew exactly what he wanted. So, you know, there's a reason why players are signed. you know, coaches, management in the NFL, they have a very particular formula for what they do. I mean, I don't think that somebody should be blackballed, but also it is a very slippery slope that we can
go down. Look, you can't turn this over to the players and let them start decide where they're going to go and how long they're going to stay. I mean, you want to talk about really screwing things up. Yeah, turn this over and let the, if I can steal the line from McNair, you know, let the inmates run the asylum.
Yeah.
Look, you can't do that. I mean, it's up to these, it's like, because coaches and general managers, these guys put together teams. They know which combinations of people are going to work best for them.
Correct. Correct. And you can't bring a legal action or agreements with the NFL every time somebody who has the, you know, the pedigree or the history that you need to be signed isn't signed. I mean, there's it's a slippery slope. It's very dangerous what Richard Sherman is advocating right now.
I've also heard it's hard to prove. They say that collusion is one of the most difficult things you can prove out there. Look, if all you and I know, all these owners are sitting around probably on the back nine right now playing golf, going, "Hey, dude, let's nobody sign this guy. Let's just let's get our message out there." You know what? I'm totally fine with that. Whether you call it collusion or not, I've always been a you come to work, you do your job. Politics that I have, politics JD has. You know, when we're here on KLOS, we do what we're supposed to do. Okay, there's certain ways and air it on Twitter. Do what you got to do, but you know the way they're taking it out there on the field and disrupting things and bringing it into the other people's business, is it still not the owner's right to hire who they want to?
Yeah, indeed it is. It is a private billionaires club, and they're going to do what they're going to do. All right, Drew Sherman from the Alley Law Group, thanks for being with us once again, my friend.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Checks in the mail. He just laughed.
I reloaded your EBT card, Drew. He's all good.
Everybody loves Lists Weekend around here. Our second hour list is songs that are banned and censored. A new one for you next on KLOS.
Casters across the pond, the BBC, they censored the Kinks for Lola. Look, they were fine with the title character who walked like a woman yet talked like a man, but they weren't happy. There was a reference to Coca-Cola. That was in there. So, yeah, I know. I was like, what? Of all the things, right? But at the time, the BBC, their policy, JD, was you couldn't air material with product placement.
No,
so
branding.
Ray Davies had to fly back to London from New York just so he could dub over it tastes just like cherry cola instead of Coca-Cola.
And
imagine the technology nowadays.
And that's why the song sounds that way. That's why you get cherry cola.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, today, yeah, you'd go to a studio.
Next
and
door,
lay,
we'd
yeah,
record something
down,
in 5 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
Email
right.
it.
It'd take about 10 seconds over email.
So funny.
Everybody loves Lists Weekend here on KLOS. And this hour's list for us here on Sports on Tap, songs that are banned or censored. And we had Tom Petty in there, and we did the Who Are You, and what do we got now, Dave? We can do one more? You got another one for us? Oh! God Save the Queen! It's our midday guy on KLOS. Ciroc, Southern California. 95.5 KLOS. Everybody loves this weekend here on KLOS, even J.D. in the Bush. Yeah, we do. Our list is banned and censored. God Save the Queen. From the Sex Pistols, our own Steve Jones was right there front and center when the BBC, well, actually it was Johnny Rotten that really kind of thumbed his nose, which is what he did back in the day, you know, saying that, well, first there was the defaced picture of Queen Elizabeth II on the album cover. Yeah. Okay, there was that. The BBC decided that that they wanted to ban these guys because they were going to send a message. Johnny Rotten equated the British monarchy to a fascist regime. BBC said, nah, that's not cool. But what was cool, song made it all the way to number two on the British charts without the airplay anyway.
Wow. Okay. Look.
Yeah, they said that there was actually, they were, thought that there was a conspiracy to keep them out of the number one spot because that's not what the,
come on,
the British Empire wanted. This
Rock Block
is brought to you by Scientology Network as we do the Sports on Tap thing here. We haven't talked about any baseball yet this morning.
Yeah. Opening day, Thursday.
Opening day is coming up on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And first it was JT, Justin Turner. He takes a shot to the wrist. Yeah. Bang. Surgery or no?
No surgery.
No surgery for him.
No surgery, he'll be back a little sooner, so they say. Yep.
But then, giant Dodger fans like we are here in the room, it's Madison Bumgarner. And when it happened, it's a slap back to the box. Mm-hmm. Didn't look like much in real time. But when you look at it a couple of times, man, it caught him just exactly right. Mm-hmm. Broken hand, surgery. out till at least the All-Star game, right?
We've seen three big-name pitchers get drilled with comebackers this year. Madison Bumgarner, there goes your opening day starter. Yep. Look, this taints Thursday a little bit. I'm sorry. You got one of the best hitters, so Red's out of the lineup for Big Blue, and now the Giants' best pitcher is going to be out. You want these teams at full strength. You deserve that. After not having baseball for 5 months, you'd love to see it. So a little bit of a letdown.
Where is this game here?
It's here.
Dodgers-Giants. It's here, though,
yeah, it's
right?
a 4:30 game, I believe, Thursday. Here, a 4 o'clock game here Thursday, and then Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday, Easter Sunday is the ESPN game of the week. So Dodger fans who can't get the games on TV, you can actually watch Sunday. Because that's going to be a national broadcast.
Woo-hoo! Finally, we get to see a game on TV.
It's been going on forever, and still 30% of LA can get that prime ticket stuff. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. But it's a tough
thing. But what a rotten start to the baseball season. JT first and Madison Bumgarner. I know that this is Dodger territory around here, but there are a ton of Giant fans.
Felix Hernandez.
Across the counter from me.
Felix Hernandez has missed time. Mariners ace. Boom. Hit with a line drive in spring training.
That's right.
Chris Sale. Red Sox ace. Got hit last night. Yes. Yeah. It's just weird and random. I mean,
what a weird dude that guy is.
You think these guys throw hard. The ball comes off the bat even harder. And it's just a reaction thing. You just throw your hand and it just happened to hit you square right there.
Chris Sale is a guy that walked into a locker room a couple of summers ago, and it was an old school day where they wanted him to wear the uniforms from like 100
white
years ago, something like that.
The cool ones.
And he said, "I'm not doing it. That's stupid." And he grabbed a pair of scissors and started cutting up every uniform that he could find in the clubhouse. What a freak show, dude!
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Well, it's, you know.
Okay, don't wear the uniform, but you have to cut up everybody's uniform, the whole place. Oh, nobody's wearing this crap.
He can get away with it. He's in a union. It's okay.
Wow. Okay.
You're protected.
Play Twilight Zone music here, I guess.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, it's at your employer's place. You don't go to Hot Dog on a Stick and cut up those cool little yellow, red, and blue hats. You know? That's the best part of working there.
Probably should.
And the free cherry limeade and the corn dogs.
Okay. Still to come, a chance for some Rodney Carrington tickets when we rock out. It's 95.5 KLOS. Hey, here's what we got up for grabs. Rodney Carrington at the Grove of Anaheim. Country comedian, country lifestyle comedian. Actually, pretty funny guy. Comes out with a guitar and does a great job. March 31st down at the Grove of Anaheim. If you can identify this tune that the Bush is singing.
Well, we drank champagne and danced all night. Under electric candlelight. She picked me up, sat me on her knee. And said, little boy, won't you come home with me?
800-955-KLOS. Wow, if the first caller doesn't get that, man, I mean, come on, that just like it.
Yeah, we're going to censor you from listening to KLOS if you don't get it.
Everybody loves this weekend. Let's get back to songs that are banned or censored. Jimi Hendrix makes this list with Hey Joe. It's the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. And everybody loves this weekend. Our list this morning in hour two of Sports on Tap has been banned and censored songs. And yeah, strangely, it wasn't a song about a transvestite that got the BBC all uptight. No, it was product placement of Coca-Cola being in the song. So you can't do that. You need to say Cherry Cola. So that's what they did. Wrapping this one up here, a couple of a little bit of housekeeping before we go. Johnny Manziel worked out in San Diego on earlier this week, right?
Yeah, he did. That worked over. That worked out well for him. 13 guys showed up to watch him. 13 teams
who claimed to be NFL scouts.
Claimed to be NFL scouts. The rumor has only 4 of them were. All right, but four and their buddies came by. Look, there's 32 teams, JD, and allegedly only 13 showed up to San Diego. Is there a nicer place to go in the country than San Diego? No. Right. If this thing was in Wichita, you know who would have showed up? The Chiefs. Maybe the Broncos would have came down I-70 to watch it. So it's like, come on, man. He couldn't get anybody there to watch it. But what I like what Johnny said, I realize this is the last of my last chances.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great Manziel quote. This is the very last of my last chances.
That ship sailed 2 years ago.
Laker fans, you can start licking your chops for somebody else because we've been talking about, well, maybe LeBron James is coming.
Paul George.
Maybe Paul George, who's a homeboy from here. Add Kawhi Leonard to that list now because you got Tony Parker calling him out in San Antonio saying, you need to come back from that thigh injury. My injury was 100 times worse. And then Manu Ginobili piling on top of that saying, we need to just pretend like he's not coming back. I mean, there's disharmony on that ship. Kawhi Leonard from Riverside. Let's get Kawhi Leonard
went
back
to San Diego State.
Uniform.
Yeah, but here's the thing that's tough about that is the Spurs team doctors have cleared him to play.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't think I'm ready. I'm going to go hire my own guy and get a second opinion as well. I mean, you got to question the heart a little bit when it comes to something like this. You're on the Spurs, and there's still a dozen games above 500 without him all year. Come on.
They're not winning anything, and we both know that.
Not in the West.
So no sense for him to come back and hurt himself. You know, hey, these guys know their bodies better than anybody else. Last thing before we go, yesterday was the March of Our Lives. lives all across the country. There were marches downtown. There were some in Orange County. I mean, really, literally all over the country, hundreds of thousands of people marching to end gun violence. And one of the guys that wound up on camera yesterday on CNN is somebody that they ran into in Central Park, a guy by the name of Paul McCartney, who said, one of my best friends was killed in gun violence right around here, so it's important to me to be here today. Thought it was cool for Paul to get out there and do that, especially in New York City. Some pretty neat stuff. It's going to do it for Sports on Tap today. Speaking of Paul McCartney, stay tuned for Breakfast with the Beatles. It's Chris Carter live from Morongo today on 95.5 KLOS.